The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Russell & Company.
I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirstie Zontini. We're watching the radar right now. If weather breaks, we break in immediately.
You're on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And I'm Dayton's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. You're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend.
Rob Russell offers investment advisory services through Russell Capital Management, LLC. Curve Miller is a registered representative of Russell Private Investment Group, which offers securities through Kalos Capital, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kalos Management, Inc. The material presented is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast or investment advice regarding a particular investment, nor is it intended to predict or depict performance of any investment, as past performance is no guarantee of future results. Proper wealth advice should always be based on your unique situation. Find out if your portfolio and retirement is on the right track by scheduling a visit with our team at Russell Total Wealth Management by calling 937-320-4733, by visiting us at TotalWealthAdvice.com, or by attending one of our exclusive live events.
All right, welcome to Russell Total Wealth Radio. I'm Curve Miller, and I have a special guest in studio today, Zach Woodward. Of course, Zach, you also offer securities through Kalos Capital, member of FINRA SIPC. Also, investment advisory services offered through Kalos Management. So welcome today. Today's episode is going to be a great one. Answer me this. Do you have smoke alarms in your home? Of course you do. I do too. Because if a fire breaks out, you need to have a plan to get out and protect your family. So do you have smoke alarms in your financial life? If a financial emergency breaks out, you need to be prepared. And that's why for the next hour, we're going to share a dozen ways to prepare for a financial emergency. And you can only find it here on today's show on Russell Total Wealth Radio.
Yeah, that's right, Curve, because life has an interesting way of throwing curveballs at you at just the right time or just the wrong time. And it's better to prepare now than to panic later. Because when unforeseen emergencies happen, like losing your job or bailing out your kids or receiving a surprise happy gram from the IRS, you need to be in the position to handle those financial emergencies without damaging your financial security. So trust me when I say it's worth staying tuned for the entire show as we discuss a dozen ways to prepare for a financial emergency.
Yeah, it's going to be a powerful show today for sure. But first, let's kick things off in unique fashion by talking about this week's health tip, because you need your health to enjoy your wealth. And guess what? It's that time of the year when you layer on that sunscreen. And of course, the doctors and the dermatologists say, look, don't get burned. Right. Make sure you put the sunscreen on. But a new study conducted by the Food and Drug Administration questions several ingredients found in some SPFs. There's high levels of four chemicals, and hopefully I can get these right here. Avobenzone, oxybenzone, acamsule, and then octocrylene. They're found in people's bloodstream a day after sunscreen use, according to a pilot study conducted by the Food and Drug Administration. The study followed 24 healthy people who either used a spray, lotion, or a cream containing various concentrations of SPF. So here's the deal. You know, you put sunscreen on, it's going to get in your blood, and it could cause sickness. You don't put sunscreen on, you can get melanoma. So I don't know what you do here.
Right. Yeah, it's a tough situation for sure. I mean, the nice thing is they haven't determined or finalized whether or not those are toxic to be in your bloodstream. But nonetheless, more chemicals is probably not a good thing for us. But certainly we all have that family member who's been scraped 100 times and had chunks of, you know, flesh having to be removed
right.
because of too much time out in the sun when they were younger.
That's right. That's right. And they are saying there's some other things you can look for. You know, zinc and titanium are great forms of sunscreen. So there's other options. But the whole idea here and what they're kind of concluding in this study is that the oxybenzone is something you just want to try to kind of limit.
So don't buy the cheap sunscreen.
Right. Right. Exactly. So yeah, that zinc alternative. I always remember when I go to the beach as a kid, some of the surfers would have like white noses and basically they just lather that paste right on there.
My father-in-law's that way still. Yeah.
So anyway, wear your sunscreen, be smart about it. Just, you know, make sure you always know what you're putting on your body. So, if you're just joining us during today's show, we're sharing with you a dozen ways to prepare for a financial emergency. Now, I can't think of a single person who enjoys creating a budget. But you do need to know where your money is going each month and how much of it is necessary expenses versus those fun expenses.
Yeah, budgeting can be tedious, but with a budget in place, at least you'll have a picture of the income and expenses that you need in case you need to tighten the purse strings later. And the idea here is know exactly how much you need to spend month to month, right? So cut out all the discretionary spending, all the extra eating out, that sort of thing. But in order to be prepared for a financial emergency, you need to know how much money you need set aside.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. And I hate using that B word. You know, budget is just right. Such a bad word. It's, yep. You know, people say, gosh, you know, I'll get around to doing it later. Or they say, well, I got enough coming in each month and I'm making it work.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess that also leads to trying to be smart about your expenses. Sometimes, especially in today's technological age, everything can just get put on auto pay and you kind of forget what you have going out every month.
Right.
So I think there's also an important part of this of taking a proactive step of trying to tighten your belt a little bit. You know, you're spending, you may not have to go under the knife yet, so you may not have to result to doing the full drawn-out budget, but you need to get a good idea now of the areas that could be trimmed. You look at the non-essentials first. You know, membership subscriptions that you don't use the full potential are prime candidates. You know, like, let's say you pay a membership fee to a gym that you hardly visit. You know, try working out at home instead. You know, rather than fork over extra money for a bloated, you know, package of cable channels. So many people are cutting the cord right now. Consider switching to like a streamline plan or video streaming services. There's so many different options there. So when you get things on auto pay, which is nice, I mean, you definitely want to kind of systemize your savings. So, yeah. You know, automatic contributions to your bank accounts, things like that. That's great.
Yeah.
But when you just sign up for these subscriptions every single month, and you really got to have a handle on what's going out.
Yeah. And I think one of the things you can do is you sit down to the budget and think about, if you had to tighten your belt, is make a list of things and, you know, have a list of the first things you would get rid of versus the things that you would only need to cut if it were long term too. Because there's certain things you could cut immediately versus certain things that you could go without if it were the emergency were to last 6 months to a year.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And I think it goes without saying that if you have enough money to handle a problem, then you don't have a problem. You know, setting up an emergency fund and a rainy day fund can help you avoid most of life's costly surprises. You got to pay yourself first, right? You know, making sure that you have a solid foundation of which your, you know, your fiscal house is built upon. You know, having a place that, heaven forbid, the water heater goes out or the AC unit goes out. You know, you don't have to go tap into a retirement fund. You actually have money set aside so that you don't have, you have money to handle that problem, right? It doesn't put you in a bind. Okay.
Yeah. And the standard rule, right, is that you set aside 3 to 6 months of your expenses. And that's why we had you set a budget in the step before, right? Because you need to know how much you're going to spend every month. Because if you have a stable job and no dependents, you may feel safe saving on the lower end. But if you're self-employed or work irregular hours, you care for dependent people, or you have a chronic health condition that you would experience, you're going to need that longer term 6 months.
Right, absolutely. And you know what, a true emergency fund, I mean, not only did I mention the water heater and the AC unit, but you know, what if there's other catastrophes, loss of total income, you lose your job, you know, divorce, medical, or some kind of mental disability that keeps you out of work? You got to have that rainy day fund for urgent, but you know, also less catastrophic needs such as car and home repairs, you know, the water heater, all that stuff we've been talking about.
Yeah.
So again, making sure you have that cushion, whatever it might be. And I think that is subjective. Everybody's going to have a different number there, but the key is to have something.
Yeah.
Okay. Have something in that rainy day fund that can help you. So,
yeah. And I know a lot of times when we talk about setting aside an emergency fund and preparing for a financial emergency, it's difficult to imagine the things that could cause you to need this plan. Right.
Right.
However, in this area, not so much anymore. Because things like tornadoes can happen,
right?
And then all of a sudden, it'd be really good that you took these steps to set money aside and be prepared versus caught off guard.
Yeah. And how many of you live paycheck to paycheck?
Yeah.
You know, it's a really challenging yourself to pay yourself first.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, I talk to so many people in this area who, you know, tithing to their church is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Supporting causes that they're passionate about are important. So you can budget money for that too, but also budgeting money to make sure that in the event something happens, you've got that rainy day fund that doesn't put you in a bind. Because if you don't have that cushion, you may be inclined to tap your retirement accounts.
Yeah.
And then there's penalties and taxes and a whole other host of things we can talk about here. but you want to make sure, again, just being proactive. Have the budget. No, have a very good idea of what you need every single month.
Yeah.
But also make sure that you're paying yourself first to have that cushion just in case. Yeah. You know, there's so much to navigate with your investments. You know, trying to manage it all, making your money work hard for you and keeping your taxes low. Don't spend another minute about worrying about this stuff and trying to master all of it. You know, that's not what life's about. You know, you're supposed to be enjoying yourself and creating memories and not worrying about it. Just imagine how you'd feel if you didn't have to worry about this stuff anymore. And that's why we offer our on-track retirement review. I can't tell you how many Radio Show listeners that we've met over the years, and we hear the same thing over and over. I've been meaning to call you guys and schedule a visit. So why are you waiting? You know, like a lot of our Radio Show fans, we can show you how it may be possible to get things on track for your retirement and how to create enough retirement income through our proprietary on-track retirement review process. Have you ever asked yourself, I wonder if I'm going to be okay? Well, that's what our on-track retirement review is designed to do, is to help you answer that one question. And once that question is answered, you can focus more on enjoying retirement instead of worrying about falling short. So remove the gray area, wondering if you're going to have enough money to last and how you're going to protect your money. Take action now. Request your on-track retirement review. Give us a call, 937-320-4733. Again, 937-320-4733 for your on-track retirement review with our team at Russell Total Wealth Management. Again, that number is 937-320-4733. Our office is currently across the street from Wright State University. Here soon, in the next month and a half or so, we're going to be relocating to our new headquarters. We'll be up there at the historic Sugar Camp property there on 48 and Shantz. So we're looking forward to getting a chance to meet you and for you to have the opportunity to sit down with a member of our wealth management team and take advantage of your on-track retirement review.
Yeah, that's great advice, Curve, and we can't wait for that move. But on today's episode, we're sharing a dozen ways to prepare for a financial emergency. And a moment ago, we talked about how important it is to have an emergency fund and a rainy day fund. Carrying debt like credit cards, student loans, even a mortgage can drag you down and put you into a bind when a financial emergency strikes, right? So this is one of the top ways you can prepare for a financial emergency is to pay down your debt so that if you enter into a financial emergency, you don't have that debt service. One of the ways that you can do this is even you may be able to consolidate your debts into a lower rate credit card or loan. And one of the major culprits that we see nowadays is student loans, right? They're these huge, huge monthly payments, but even credit cards. First of all, credit cards don't make for a good emergency plan, but they're especially not going to be available and cause more problems if you have a lot of credit card debt.
Right, right. You're right. Student loans, just think about it. I mean, what's the number? I mean, I know it's trillions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
$2-3 trillion in student loans. It's a big part of what's holding a lot of the millennial generation back, unable to go put money down on a home and things like that and start advancing their savings career because they're so busy servicing that debt. So putting that special emphasis on getting debt paid off really allows you to start getting the rainy day fund built and budgeting, all that stuff that's so important that we've talked about so far. So, you know, today we're talking about how to prepare for financial emergencies. So when you're young, it's relatively easy to bounce back, but as you get closer to retirement, it becomes more difficult. So when it comes to your retirement planning, you want to be informed. And that's why we offer Total Wealth Live events. We have a couple dates coming up in August. We have August 6th and August 8th. It'll be 6 p.m. This is a chance to meet a member of our wealth management team and learn how to protect yourself from market volatility and taxes and create an income plan in retirement. So you don't want to miss out. Easiest way to reserve your spots to call 937-500-5135. Again, 937-500-5135. And on today's show, we're sharing with you how a dozen ways to prepare for a financial emergency. Coming up will be time for our popular They Say segment, so you don't want to miss out. Remember, it pays you to keep it tuned right here to Russell Total Wealth Radio. I'm Curve Miller, and that's Zach Woodward, and you're listening to us on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Hi, it's Rob Russell, host of the top-rated show Total Wealth Radio here on WHIO. Listen, you wouldn't buy a car without knowing exactly how much it costs, right? Well, do you know how much your investments are costing you? What if you thought it was 1% a year, but it turns out that you're paying 2, 3%, or even more in investment fees? That can add up to thousands of dollars per year that you're paying unnecessarily. Find out exactly what your investments are costing you by getting a portfolio fee analysis. Our portfolio fee analysis will show you in black and white exactly what you're paying in investment fees. We do a deep dive into your portfolio and we leave no stone unturned to find fees that you may not even know that you're paying. Especially if you are invested in mutual funds and variable annuities, you owe it to yourself to find out exactly how much you're paying in investment fees, because knowledge is power. Put more money back in your pocket. Request your free portfolio fee analysis today by calling our team at 320-4733. Or go to TotalWealthAdvice.com.
The summer clearance event is on today at Key Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Trucks. I'm Chris Toby. The big truck push continues with new Ram trucks up to 30% off. Over 60 new Jeeps available with rebates up to $5,000, plus a great selection of the all-new Pacifica with savings up to $7,000, and new Fiat start at just $17,800. Plus, our remaining new 2018s are clearance priced to sell today. Shop all the summer clearance specials online 24/7 at TobyAuto.com. We'll see you at Key today.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
I was just calling to say thanks for saving my move.
How did we do that?
Our stuff was loaded, but we were out of time, and there was a mountain of junk we were leaving behind. My neighbor said, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
We came through for you?
You saved my move.
You're an angel for calling. Thank you.
Thank you.
To make junk disappear, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. Your garage floor, an accident waiting to happen with pitted and cracked concrete, creating tripping hazards, plus puddling and standing water. Don't try to paint. That junk will not work. The only solution is Nature Stone. I've met the Massetta family. I've seen the pride in their work, all backed by Russell's Promise, a true 100% unconditional warranty. Get Nature Stone installed in your home by the end of July and get up to half off. Schedule your free estimate online at naturestone.com. And like my friend Mike Massetta says, it's not just a floor. Wow, it's Nature Stone.
Every company has a history, a story that makes them who they are. At Koenig Equipment, their story is about family. It started 115 years ago when John C. Koenig realized his vision to start a family business to serve his friends and neighbors. Today, the Koenig Equipment team maintains that same vision. From offering competitive prices on John Deere equipment to providing parts and service beyond the sale. Conveniently located in Urbana. Visit keturf.com today.
Visit the Mound Cold War Discovery Center to learn how Dayton changed the course of the space race beginning with the Apollo missions 50 years ago. Learn the top secret history of Mound Laboratory and its contributions to national security during the tense years of the Cold War. Get a fresh look at how Mound Laboratory would yet become another chapter in the city's world-changing history. The Discovery Center is open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 4 at 1075 Mound Road in Miamisburg. Admission is free. Visit DaytonHistory.org.
It's the Elizabeth Diamond Company two-day diamond pop-up event, Friday, July 26th through Saturday, July 27th. Now is the perfect time to pop the question or upgrade your ring. 3/4 carat diamond starting at $2,500. 0.9 carat diamonds starting at $2,950, plus our largest selection of GIA certified diamonds ever. Get 48 months interest-free financing. The EDC two-day diamond pop-up event, July 26th through the 27th. Visit shopedc.com today.
Extremely hot out there today. High temperature, 94 degrees. Add the humidity, it's going to feel like about 110 degrees at the hottest point. We'll likely stay dry with mostly sunny skies out there today. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO Dayton's News and Talk.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
All right, welcome back to Russell Total Wealth Radio. I'm Curve Miller, and that's Zach Woodward, and our goal is to help you retire in style and avoid those shortfalls in retirement. You know, the financial and investing world has become so complex, so confusing, so much so that people become paralyzed. Or you end up making a big, costly mistake. And we believe the only cure for this is education. And that's why we're sharing basically a dozen ways to prepare for a financial emergency on today's show. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes bad advice that they say. So, Zach, here's one for you. They say that tax reform lowered taxes for millions of Americans, providing them a hefty tax refund. Should they change their withholdings so that Uncle Sam doesn't get to hold onto their money all year long?
Great question. The short answer is yes, but we're not on the radio because we like the short answer. So the long answer is this. When payrolls adjusted in February of 2018 for tax reform, a lot of times what happened is they over-adjusted, meaning they weren't withholding enough. So a lot of people had a financial emergency come March or April when they filed their taxes and realized for the first time in their entire lives, they got a bill, mm-hmm. right? So yes, it's important to adjust your withholding according to what you're actually paying, because if you got a large refund, right, perhaps you need to withhold less, enjoy that money more throughout the year and save it. And then if you had a large tax bill, maybe you need to have payroll withhold more, mm-hmm. right? And along those lines, a lot of people question when they get their tax return. They don't know how to read it, right? They scan down to the amount you owe versus the amount that you were refunded. And most Americans truly paid less in tax in 2018 than they had in prior years. Mm-hmm. But one big looming question that we see a lot of successful people here in our area ask is, am I paying too much in taxes?
Right.
Right. And we believe one of the surest ways to figure that out is to ask yourself this. If you have someone who you trust for financial advice, when was the last time that they asked to see a copy of your tax return? When was the last time they gave you proactive tax advice during the year that you could take advantage of to lower your tax bill? And that's something that we do in every OnTrack retirement review and every year with our clients as we see them.
You're exactly right, Zach, is that, you know, if you get this big refund, you probably overpaid in tax. But see, here's the thing. You don't want to get caught off guard either and then not be prepared for it either.
Right.
So it's got to be tailored specifically to you. And this is part of what we do during our OnTrack retirement review. You know, I can't tell you how many people have said, man, what you just said there, I've been thinking about this all the time. I just never really married the two. You know, our firm started off back in 1972 as a CPA firm. That's really our roots. You know, so being able to make sure you take that tax hand and marry it with the financial hand is so important. And that's something we do cover during our OnTrack retirement review. So don't miss out. Easiest way to schedule your OnTrack retirement review is to call 937-320-4733. Again, 937-320-4733.
Coming up here on Russell Total Wealth Radio, we will share six more ways to prepare for a financial emergency, including ideas on how to protect your family and your assets. And remember, it always pays you to keep it tuned right here to Russell Total Wealth Radio.
Yeah, we'll be right back. You're listening to Zach and I on Russell Total Wealth Radio on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 1:30. I'm Brandon Nicholas with a WHIO News update. Our top story, dangerous heat and humidity continues today for the Miami Valley.
Plenty of sunshine out there today, hot. And I'm going to talk the next chance for rain. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. No major issues on the highways and byways right now, but if you're traveling westbound on 70 from 675 to 75, that 13-mile drive is going to take you 12 minutes. Now on to our top story. The Dayton Police Department remind the public to make sure they keep their vehicles locked. This will prevent children from getting into the vehicle to play. The National Safety Council wants parents and caregivers to avoid distractions and look before you lock when children are in the vehicle. The excessive heat warning is in effect till 8 p.m. An air pollution advisory is in effect through today for Clark, Greene, Dark, Miami, Montgomery, and Preble counties. WHIO's Rod Otto has team coverage.
Conditions could be difficult for children, seniors, and those with respiratory diseases. The Regional Air Pollution Control Agency is suggesting people avoid driving if possible, refuel vehicles after 8 p.m., and mow lawns after 6 p.m.
This is the second air pollution advisory of the year. Two people are taken to the hospital after a two-car crash in Dark County Friday night.
The Dark County Sheriff's Office says 66-year-old Pamela Snyder of Ansonia was headed north on Red River West Grove Road when she entered the path of a truck driven by 43-year-old Roland Fox of Laura. Snyder was taken to Miami Valley Hospital and Fox was taken to Wayne Hospital. No word on their conditions.
WHIO's Dave Daniels with team coverage. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Magg.
An absolute scorcher today. High temperature 94 degrees, mostly sunny skies. You add the humidity, which is going to be excessively high. That puts the heat index at about 110 degrees. We'll stay clear tonight as well, warm and muggy with a low of 75 degrees and another hot day for Sunday, 91 degrees for the high temperature and a chance for storms arriving in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Jesse Magg on Dayton Severe Weather Station 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar. Sunshine around the Miami Valley this hour. 89 degrees in Fairborn, 88 in Springfield, and 89 degrees in Dayton at 133. With news on the hour, the half and instantly when it breaks, I'm Brandon Nicholas on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's news and talk. Depend on it.
Hi folks, it's me again, and I'm cooking in the sun just like you are. But you know, you can still plant those trees and shrubs right now, and with proper watering, still gain a full summer's growth. We keep our garden center fully stocked all summer long with thousands of good healthy trees, shrubs, evergreens, perennials, and annuals, because we know that some folks just can't get it all done in the spring. Also this time of year, there are lots of bargains all over our 6-acre nursery and greenhouses. We have potted rose bushes as low as $14.95, plats of annuals starting at $12.95, and hanging baskets as low as $6.95. We still have a great selection of Rose of Sharon, boxwoods, hydrangeas, and barberry. So come out to 1309 Brent Pike, and remember, we're open 7 days.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
This is Clark Howard here on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. Own a Google Nest device? When you get home, tell Google to play WHIO radio.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk.
All right, welcome back. I'm Curve Miller, and that's Zach Woodward from Russell Total Wealth Management, and you've tuned in to likely the most important show when it comes to retirement and financial well-being, and that's Russell Total Wealth Radio. The financial and investing world can be so intimidating, so confusing, so much so that people become paralyzed, or they do nothing, or they do the wrong thing. Okay, no one wants to make a bad decision with their money and their retirement. It's just that sometimes you don't know what to do, or you don't know if you're getting the right answers to your questions. And does that sound familiar? And that's why this episode of Russell Total Wealth Radio And what we do for our clients at Russell Total Wealth Management is so important. We're huge fans of education because when you're educated, you have to go out of your way to make costly mistakes. When you're not educated, investing in retirement becomes more confusing, then the fear creeps in, and you know how the story goes. So you don't want we don't want that to happen to you, and that's part of the reason why we do our Total Wealth Live events. We have a couple of dates coming up here in August, August 6th and August 8th. So this is a wonderful opportunity to get answers to your questions, to become more educated, as we said. You know, they've always said that knowledge is power, and I disagree with that to a point. It's what you do with the knowledge once you have it that is powerful. You could have all the information in the world. I mean, we all have smartphones in our pockets, I'm guessing, now in today's day and age. Yep. And we literally have every answer to every question we could possibly ever ask. Yet, we're no smarter for it because it's in our pocket. We know that we have this all this knowledge in our powers, whether or not we use it. And so that's why we do our Total Wealth Live events, is to come together, to kind of break some bread, to get knee to knee, to get to know each other, get to know what our values are, what we stand for here at Russell Total Wealth Management, and ultimately how that may help you in your retirement as you prepare for things like market volatility. But listen, the markets have been good for a long time. You know, what's your retirement look like if the markets go the other way? You know, what are we going to do with all the savings that took you 30 years to save? How do you turn that into, an income stream that you can count on, that's reliable for you? How do you do it tax efficiently? You know, how do you prepare for these financial emergencies, which is what we're talking today? So don't miss out. You have Total Wealth Live coming up August 6th and August 8th. Reserve your spot. Easiest way to do so is 937-500-5135. Again, 937-500-5135.
Yeah, Curve, we love helping people and we'd be grateful for the opportunity to meet you. And because we love helping people, that's why on today's episode of Russell Total Wealth Radio, we are sharing a dozen ways to prepare for a financial emergency. And this next one is near and dear to me. Losing a loved one can be one of the most disastrous financial emergencies. And I met my now client, and her name is Linda. Met her 3 years ago and sat down with her, and there was no protection for her. She was entirely dependent upon her husband's pension, and they had elected to not have any survivorship, right? And so that was my number one desire, was to fix that problem for her. And I'll never forget when she looked at me and said, "Zach, I don't want to think about that." Mm-hmm. And my response was, "That's why we need to prepare." And one of the best ways to do that is to get a life insurance policy. So if anyone is depending on you financially, you usually need life insurance. Mm-hmm. A simple rule of thumb is to have enough life insurance to cover 8 to 10 times your annual income. But someone whose income supports a spouse and young children may need more coverage than someone with a working spouse and grown kids.
Yeah, I think that's a terrific advice. I mean, and one thing that usually doesn't get discussed when we talk about life insurance is the fact that all death benefit proceeds are tax-free.
Yeah.
There's not many things in this country that are tax-free.
They're really not.
You know, so life insurance proceeds happen to be one of them. So you're exactly right. Also, on today's episode, we're talking about, you know, this idea of preparing for financial emergency. You know, and often it makes sense to use insurance, while we're on the topic of insurance, to offset costly risk. And that's why having insurance on your home. You know, if your home burnt down, it would be too expensive to replace it, right? You need insurance to help. You also pay a small amount of insurance premiums to cover the risk of a big financial emergency. So at the end of the day, insurance is a risk management tool. So another way to prepare for, you know, that the unknown and those financial emergencies is to ramp up perhaps disability insurance coverage.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the whole idea. If you are the breadwinner of the house and you're supporting a whole family, something happens to you and you can't go and perform your job, where's the income come from? You know, right. So making sure you have enough disability insurance so that you and your family could continue to pay bills if your income was to stop. You know, disability insurance through work is a good start, but group disability insurance offers, you know, only 60% of your income. You know, monthly benefits could be capped. You know, so you need to make sure you take it, some kind of initiative in trying to ramp up disability insurance coverage. Also, too, you know, this is a big concern. I get this all the time, is that people are really concerned about what happens if they go to a nursing home.
Yep.
They go, "My gosh, you know, with the cost of today's nursing home, I mean, you're talking $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year. And that could devastate your assets." And I know some of you may be listening going, well, at the end of the day, you know, it's our money. We saved it for us first. And, you know, if there's anything left over for the kids, that'd be great. But we're not counting on it.
Yeah.
And that's one way to think about it. Sometimes, though, a legacy is important. You want to make sure that your family, your loved ones, inherit what took you a lifetime to save as a good plan B. And it's not giving it to a nursing home as the alternative.
Yeah.
You know, if you can avoid that, then that's usually a goal of most people that we meet.
And we found that a lot of retirees are hesitant to spend what they have saved because they're worried about that risk. And one of the ways to enjoy your wealth is to deal with the risk, right? If you have that insurance, then you have the freedom to enjoy all the money you have saved and use it for fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're exactly right. And this is part, you know, of what we do at our on-track retirement review meetings. So when you come in and we have a chance to look not only at, you know, whether or not you're exposed in certain areas such as insurance, making sure that you have a plan to address survivorship income if something is to happen with a member of the family that gets the pension. But also, too, part of our on-track retirement review is looking at the risks you're taking with your investments. You know, this is a big part. People say, well, look, you know, I'm in a totally different stage of life. You know, before it was all about saving and taking risk and trying to grow the nest egg. It becomes, as you get closer and closer and closer to retirement, it's not so much about continuing to try to take exorbitant amounts of risk to grow. It's about trying to make sure you preserve and not run out. So that's another way that you can prepare for a financial emergency is to take inventory of your assets. You'll understand exactly what kind of risks you have in your portfolio and then try to reallocate those risks to match your goals.
Right.
As you get closer to retirement, you naturally are going to become more conservative.
Yeah, and that's a difficult thing to figure out, Curve. We meet people all the time who say, I really don't know how much risk I'm taking. And what happens is it's been over 10 years now that the market is, we've had a bull market, right? Mm-hmm. So other than some short-term things like we saw in the fourth quarter of last year, that skews our perspective because we don't realize how much risk we're taking in the portfolio when we don't go through those bad times.
Right. You know, I think a simple way to think about risk is, you know, years ago, we trademarked our proprietary investment process is called the Fiscal House. It's a simple tool to think about the risk that you're taking. So if you're going to build your fiscal house, where would you want to start? Clearly, you could build the fanciest house on the block, but if it's built on a bunch of mud and sand, it doesn't have a solid foundation. The first storm that comes along, the first time you flood, the whole whatever it's built on erodes and the house falls down, right? Mm-hmm. You got to start with a solid foundation. You know, and so what types of investments fit into the foundation? We define foundation investments as assets you can only lose if you choose.
Yeah.
So if you go to the bank, that's where you might find a CD. If you go to an insurance company, that would be a fixed annuity. If you go to the government, that could be a U.S. Treasury. These are types of investments that you can only lose if you cash them in early. But other than that, they're contractually guaranteed. There's principal protections around them. But that is a very important place to build your foundation around. Now, the opposite of that is the roof. The roof is the part that's completely exposed to all the elements. You know, here, obviously, in Dayton, a little too close for home, you know, but a lot of people were impacted by those tornadoes. Think about the first place damaged. I mean, it was the roof and even a lot of times the walls.
Yeah.
But the roof is defined as money that you can lose due to forces outside of your control. Nobody knew that on Memorial Day, all those tornadoes are going to roll through. You know, and what do they say? When the sirens go off, where do you go?
You go get low. Yeah.
You don't want to be caught up in your second floor when a tornado rolls through. And so think about that. Those would be kind of your market-based investments, stocks, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, the opposite of fixed annuities, which are variable annuities. You know, so be very careful with how much you have in the roof. And most of the times when you're saving through your retirement plan, that's what they offer. I mean, you have a collection of mutual funds to choose from. And so oftentimes that's all you ever know that you've got. In between the roof and the walls, roof and the foundation are the walls. And those are investments that are really designed to be, you know, not the foundations. They're not principal protected, but they're also not market correlated like you'd find in the roof. So as a simple guide, think about your investments like a house. Now, how much do you put in each level? A rule that's been around for over 100 years called the prudent investor rule, where essentially you take the number 100 and you subtract your age. So if you're 60 years old, 100 minus 60 means you should have 40% of your investable assets in the roof of the fiscal house. Okay, use that as a guide. And so write that down. 100 minus your age is the most you should have in investments that you basically have no control over their future. Yeah. And to your point, Zach, markets have been on a really good run. The roof has done well over the last decade.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when the markets decide to go the opposite way and where you find yourself in retirement.
The top reason why people run out of money in retirement is because they're unknowingly taking more risk than they need or more risk than they should in order to earn a respectable rate of return. And we see this all the time, and that's how people end up running out of money. So risk control is incredibly, incredibly important. And this goes to preparing for a financial emergency. It also goes to not creating one, right? Because you could create one in your life by taking on more risk than you should.
That's exactly right. I mean, you can't tell you how many times I heard this story back in 2008, 2009, especially in 2009 after the fact, where people say, man, I was only like 3 or 4 years out from retirement.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to have to keep working until I get that nest egg back. And so that was kind of a self-created crisis because you had too much risk. You didn't reallocate. You didn't get defensive. You know, you didn't think of your investment plan like a house. You know, think of that. Think about all the components of that house and really think about the walls. It depends what you build your walls out of, too.
Right.
You build them out of the Chinese drywall. Remember that they were shipping it over from China. It was all filled with black mold.
Yes.
Be careful here. You know what you're building your walls out of, too.
Yeah.
And also have that solid foundation. So listen, are you facing tough decisions about retirement, like when you should retire, how to ease into retirement? Don't miss out on your opportunity to get your on-track retirement review with a member of our wealth management team. The easiest way to do that is to call 937-320-4733.
It is time for a short water break, but when we come back, we will share the last two ways to prepare for a financial emergency. Keep it tuned here to find out what they are. It always pays you to keep it tuned right here to Russell Total Wealth Radio.
Yeah, we'll be right back. You're listening to Curve and Zach and I on Russell Total Wealth Radio on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Are you a financial advisor that's trying to figure out how to retire and sell your business? Or are you trying to create a succession plan? Do you want to make sure that you're compensated fairly and your clients still get great advice and are cared for? Well, let's grab some coffee and talk. I'm Rob Russell, president of Russell Total Wealth Management, and several financial advisors have approached us as they look towards retirement or need a succession plan. We are an independent, award-winning, fiduciary-based wealth management firm that is growing, and we might be a great solution for what you're looking for. For years, you've helped your clients plan for their future. Now it's time to plan for yours. Do you want more freedom and time? Compensation that is fair? Do you want your clients to have an amazing experience and that their interests always come first? Let's explore what a retirement or succession plan could look like for you. Call to schedule time with me at 937-320-4733. That's 320-4733, 320-4733.
Hi, folks, it's me again, and I'm cooking in the sun just like you are. But you know, you can still plant those trees and shrubs right now, and with proper watering, still gain a full summer's growth. We keep our garden center fully stocked all summer long with thousands of good, healthy trees, shrubs, evergreens, perennials, and annuals because we know that some folks just can't get it all done in the spring. Also, this time of year, there are lots of bargains all over our six-acre nursery and greenhouses. We have potted rose bushes as low as $14.95, plats of annuals starting at $12.95, and hanging baskets as low as $6.95. We still have a great selection of Rose of Sharon, Boxwoods, Hydrangeas, and Barberry. So come out to 1309 Brent Pike and remember we're open 7 days.
Okay.
Is your business part of the Dayton Area Chamber of Commerce Safety Council? If not, you're missing out. By becoming a member of the largest safety council in the region, your business is sure to be up to date on the latest safety best practices and OSHA regulations and connected to the top experts on the subject. The best part? You can save up to 4% back on your workers' comp premiums, saving you a lot of money. If you're interested in signing up your business, go to DaytonChamber.org today.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
I was just calling to say thanks for saving my move.
How did we do that?
Our stuff was loaded, but we were out of time, and there was a mountain of junk we were leaving behind. My neighbor said, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
We came through for you?
You saved my move.
You're an angel for calling. Thank you.
Thank you.
To make junk disappear, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Need a U.S. passport? We can help.
Hi, this is Mike Foley, your Montgomery County Clerk of Courts. Visit one of our convenient auto title locations in Huber Heights, Clayton, Downtown, Moraine, and Centerville. Make us your first destination before you travel abroad. No appointments ever needed. We do passports.com for more info.
Extremely hot out there today, high temperature 94 degrees. Add the humidity, it's going to feel like about 110 degrees at the hottest point. We'll likely stay dry with mostly sunny skies out there today. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO Dayton's News and Talk.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO Dayton's News and Talk.
And we are back. I'm Zach Woodward, that's Curve Miller, and you're listening to Russell Total Wealth Radio. And during today's episode, we've been sharing a dozen ways to prepare for a financial emergency, and we've got one more for you.
Yeah, and in the last segment, we just talked about how to prepare for a financial emergency occurring by keeping your investments in a prudent allocation to those risk assets.
Right.
You know, limiting how much you've got in the roof, following the prudent investor rule, using a simple guide of 100 minus your age, and controlling how much you have at risk. You know, you've worked your whole life. You've saved your entire working career. You know, the 30 years you worked, you know, the 60,000 plus hours you've put in,
yep,
the sacrifice, the trips you didn't take, the little league games you missed, all because you're busy trying to work, to sacrifice, and to save so that one day you could not go to work. So, you know, are your investments really just a collection of statements? You know, what do those statements mean to you? I mean, are you really trying to take the seven figures that you've got saved and trying to double it? Are you really trying to keep taking crazy amounts of risk with the goal of just trying to, you know, grow and try to double your money all the time? Or are you just trying to create a comfortable ride? And I think one of the most important considerations when investing your retirement accounts is figuring out how much income your investments can produce for you. That's what it's about, is making sure you have a comfortable ride. Let the golden goose lay golden eggs. And see, and often people are surprised to find out that the portfolio only produces about 1% or 2% income per year. You know, on a $500,000 portfolio, that's only $10,000 of income. It's not nearly enough to fund your lifestyle in retirement. And it may be possible to get twice as much income or more with the right planning. And our job at Russell Total Wealth Management is to help you protect your money and your lifestyle. Wouldn't it feel great to know that you're going to be okay in retirement? That you can do what you want to do when you want to do without that constant worry in the back of your mind. So don't wait until it's too late. Find out how much income your IRA and 401k is capable of producing. Take advantage of our on-track retirement review. Easiest way to reserve your space is call 937-320-4733. Again, 937-320-4733. Also, a reminder, we have upcoming dates in August for our Total Wealth Live, August 6th and August 8th. Easiest way to reserve your spot there is 500-5135. Again, 500-5135. Zach, you said it best. Sometimes those financial emergencies are sometimes self-created.
Right.
So make sure you have a prudent amount of risk. Don't go it alone. And that's the final way to prepare for a financial emergency, is to enlist the help of a professional. So again, take advantage of your on-track retirement review. That's a wrap for today's episode, but we're already starting to lay out next week's show, and it's going to be very timely for you, especially if you want to retire early. So next week, we're going to share what to do if you have to retire early, and you'll find it only here on Russell Total Wealth Radio. We'll be back next week. I'm Curve Miller. That's Zach Woodward. You're listening to us on AM 1290, 95.7, WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.